I'm Marco Werman, and this is The World. The turmoil in Syria shows no signs of easing. Today, there are reports of security forces raiding houses in central Syria, looking for protest organizers. Yesterday, government troops reportedly killed four anti-government protesters. The United Nations estimates that 2,000 people have died in the Syrian government's crackdown on dissent. And today, human rights group Amnesty International says it has evidence of 88 people dying in captivity at the hands of the government during the past 5 months. Amnesty says all of the 88 dead had been detained after taking part in protests, and that 10 of them were children. Neil Sammons is an Amnesty International spokesperson. He's in London. Mr. Sammons, how did you get the information for this report, and how can you confirm its accuracy?
Hi, good afternoon. Yes, we got the information from contacts we've built up over many years working on Syria through all sorts of repressive periods, although perhaps none quite as bad as what's happening now. So that means it comes from lawyers, activists, from family members, from a couple of medical professionals. And we also sent a list with nearly all of these names to the Syrian authorities, asking them for any kind of comments they might have about the deaths or about any investigation set up into the causes of death. And we haven't received a response. So we've given them the opportunity to rebut any information, and they haven't taken that up.
Interestingly, for this report, you have video recordings of witnesses of human rights abuses in Syria. One individual, Tamar Mohammed Ashari, was 15 when he was arrested in April. And it was a fellow detainee, Ibrahim Jamal, who was later released, who saw him beaten by security officials and covered in blood. Here's a clip of one of those testimonials.
Then I heard the child screaming loudly and pleading for help. They hit him with a gun on the back of his neck and he collapsed. Afterwards, he was hit with a sharp metal sword. He was hit repeatedly on his back. The boy fell unconscious from the severity of the beating.
Neil Sammons, what do you know about Tamar Mohammed Ashari? Is he still alive?
No, he is one of the 88 cases of deaths in custody. He's in our report. We have a video of his body after it was returned to his family. And he was one of some 20 cases where there was the video evidence, which we were able to send to forensic pathologists. They made comments on his body saying that there was a wound below the left knee, seems to be the result of an opened tibial fracture, obvious facial injuries, jaw, especially left side, huge laceration, and probable fractures. That is just from the fairly conservative comments which a forensic pathologist was able to make. Yes, so yeah, very sadly, Tamar is one of many who's died in the hellish Syrian detention centers in the last 4.5 months.
What are you hoping will come with these findings in the international community?
Well, we hope that the international community, and particularly the UN Security Council, will really quite belatedly make serious moves towards bindingly condemning the violence which is taking place in Syria, and in particular refer the situation in the country to the International Criminal Court, because as we have been calling since April, there is very good evidence to believe that crimes against humanity are taking place. When we're looking at deaths in custody, and at such a scale as this, I mean, 2-3 cases you could say was almost an accident or a little bit unfortunate or something like that, if you wanted to be kind. 88, that's deliberate. I mean, that's murder. The world kind of knows that. It needs to make several jumps forward into referring that situation to the International Criminal Court so that then the situation is investigated properly, crimes are investigated, and those accountable are brought to justice.
Neil Sammons is a spokesman for Amnesty International.